Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Lincoln Southwest High School. I'm Randy Bushcutter. Glad you could join us for coverage of high school basketball here on the Breeze 94.5. It's not the game that Minden wants to be in, but they are playing for a trophy today as they'll be playing for third place against Norfolk Catholic here in the Class C1 state consolation game. They had Shadron on the ropes, led by as many as nine, but unfortunately yesterday it was Shadron able to come from behind and win it 55-47, sending Minden into the consolation bracket against Norfolk Catholic. Norfolk Catholic played a great two-point ball game against Hastings St. Cecilia yesterday. So both these two teams, a very good effort, played hard yesterday, and now they have to kind of find some way of regrouping a little bit and coming here to Lincoln Southwest High School and trying to put it all together in time to claim third place here in Class C1, one of the most competitive classes in all of high school basketball here in the state of Nebraska. So a pretty good matchup on paper anyway. Minden will come in with a record of 19-5 on the year because of that tough loss they had just the other day. And Norfolk Catholic is 23-3 on the season. So obviously both these two teams, very top-notch teams, and obviously very worthy of coming away with some trophies here in Lincoln. Again, we're not at the Devaney Center. We're at Lincoln Southwest High School, where we have the Class C1 state consolation games. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back here on The Breeze, we will give you our starting lineup. We'll continue our pregame show brought to you by Kerr Chevrolet right after this timeout.
Kerr Chevrolet is Hastings' only GM-certified dealership. What does that mean to you? No worries. Your GM-certified used vehicle comes with a 100,000-mile, 5-year powertrain limited warranty, a 12-month, 12,000-mile bumper-to-bumper warranty, 117-point vehicle inspection, a vehicle history report, like-new financing for qualified buyers, 24-hour roadside assistance, courtesy transportation, and more. Shop Kerr Chevrolet in Hastings for your no-worries GM-certified used vehicle today.
Hogan's has it, so when you're finished cheering on your favorite team at the state basketball tournament, come in for our spring fling sale. You'll save 10 to 20% on baseball, softball, and track equipment and shoes through the end of March. Hogan's has it, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back here to Lincoln Southwest High School. Pretty good crowd here for both these two teams. Norfolk Catholic traveling very well, staying in town for the consolation game, Minden as well. Let's give you the starting lineup. We'll begin, first of all, for Norfolk Catholic. They will be the visiting team here today, and their starters look like this. Austin Ketter is a 6-foot-tall senior. He's averaging 8 points and 4.5 rebounds a game. Ben Rouse, a 6'1 senior, averaging 5.5 points and 1 rebound a game. Ethan Brozek is a 6'6 tall junior. He is averaging 11 points and 5 rebounds a game. And Michael Steffensmeyer is a 6'2 senior, averaging 4 points and 2 rebounds a game. And Dylan Pieper is a 6'6 foot tall senior. He is averaging 1 point and 1.5 rebounds a game here for Norfolk Catholic. And we're going to come back and give you the starters here for the Minden Whippets. We're going to take another break right here on the Kerr Chevrolet pregame show. We'll be back with the starters for Minden right after this.
Whether it's a stretch of pasture, a crop ready for harvest, or a garden patch behind someone's house in town, Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, equal housing lender. When you grow, we grow.
There's supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. So you need to replace your stock tank. Head to Stadler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank. Stadler Implement is proud to support our area athletes.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by Aurora Co-op in Minden, proud to be a community, academic, and athletic supporter. Congratulations to the Minden athletes on a great year, and good luck with the games. Aurora Co-op has locations serving you where you go. Go Whippets!
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
Harold Korb with Korb Walker Mowers in Minden would like to take the time to congratulate the Minden Whippets basketball team on a great season. We are very proud to have a great group of athletes like you to call our team. Good luck, Whippets, from Korb Walker Mowers.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back here to Lincoln Southwest High School. National Anthem just wrapping up. Let's give you the starters here for the Whippets, who obviously great season. They come in with a record of 19-5 on the year. And their starters look like this. Max Anderson, the 6-foot-tall senior, is averaging 9.5 points, almost 4 rebounds a game. Carson Bloom, a 5'10 sophomore, he's averaging 10.5 points and 4 rebounds a contest. Ryan Bergstrom, 6'2 senior, 8 points and almost 3 rebounds a game. Derek Kissinger, a 6'1 sophomore, averaging 11 points and 3.7 rebounds a game. And Peter Trausch, the 6'4 senior, is averaging 8.7 points and 7.2 rebounds per ball game. Your starting lineup brought to you by New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry or Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. So Minden and Norfolk Catholic being introduced here at Lincoln Southwest High School. And we'll put the ball in the air and here in just a few moments decide the consolation bracket here of the 2010 C1 State Basketball Tournament in Lincoln. We'll be back with a tip right after this.
Best of luck in the game from the Breakaway Bar and Grill in Minden, now serving breakfast Monday through Friday. Stop into the Breakaway from 5 to close for the best cheeseburgers around. Proud sponsors of the Minden Whippets.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents and door dings. Auto glass replacement. Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality baked finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden. Go Whippets!
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back here to Lincoln Southwest High School. As the Whippets being introduced here, let's get you kind of caught up in how these two teams got where they did. Minden in the first round got past Fall City, a final of 46-41. But then yesterday in the Class C1 state semifinals, they led by as many as 9, but Shadron came from behind and were able to hit their shots down the stretch, and Shadron won at 55-47. So Shadron will play for the state championship at 11:30 today against St. Cecilia. Norfolk Catholic ended the season for Grand Island Central Catholic with a dramatic 50-48 win. Grand Island Central Catholic had a three-pointer at the buzzer that would have won it. It was short, and so Norfolk Catholic holds on in that one. And then kind of roles were reversed. It was Norfolk Catholic who tried a three at the buzzer to try to keep their season or their championship bracket alive anyway. But they fell to St. Cecilia 55-52 yesterday. So the Norfolk Catholic has played two very tight ball games. And Minden won by 5 and then fell by 8 yesterday to Shadron. But again, that game probably closer than the score indicates because they really had a nice lead in the game. And then Shadron just kind of took control of the game down the stretch. So we're just about ready to go. As we mentioned, Minden will be the home team. So they're in their home white uniforms with the purple numbers, letters, and trim. And the Knights of Norfolk Catholic will be in their road red uniforms, a little bit of a black piping on there, but mostly white numbers and letters with a little bit of that black trim on there as well. Jumping for Norfolk Catholic will be Pieper. He goes up against Anderson, and the tip still being tapped around, and it is Norfolk Catholic basketball to start the basketball game. Driving up is going to be Rouse. Rouse about 13 feet away. A little pull-up jumper. It's good. Norfolk Catholic first 2 points of the ball game here in the Class C1 consolation game. Carson Bloom into the offensive zone. Quickly, they work it down low for Troush. Troush pass tipped out, and it's a steal. Going on the other end, laying it up and in, is Jaron Hang. Hang made the start today as a senior, kind of a last-minute substitution. So Hang with the start, and now a bucket. Carson Bloom will get it to Troush. Troush working it back around the perimeter. On the baseline was Anderson. Anderson kicks it right back out here for Troush, and around the perimeter we go. They get it inside for Troush. Great catch. Now the dish. Driving is going to be Bloom. He'll kick it out. Three-pointer by Anderson. It's no good. And the rebound ripped out of there by Pieper for Norfolk Catholic. So the Knights on the run, and Roush has it behind a three-point arc. Off a screen, top of the key, they'll get it to Steffensmeyer. Back to Roush as they just work it around, and they're going to reset the offense here. Out left side is Ketter. Ketter finds a cutter, and that's going to be Hang. Hang's shot is up and no good. And the rebound taken out there by Derek Kissinger. Kissinger's pass stolen away, and a layup by Ben Rouse. So a quick 6-0 lead here for Norfolk Catholic. And Bloom, right at midcourt, hasn't crossed the timeline yet, gets it to Bergstrom, and now they dump it into the corner. That's going to be Anderson over there. They have a hand in his face, so he'll work it back around. Bergstrom, top of the key for three. It's off the mark. Troush with the rebound and the bucket. Missed the three, but they'll get the two thanks to the rebound by Peter Troush. First points of the game here for Minden. Ketter, Austin Ketter, gives it left side here for Pieper. Pieper well behind the arc. They'll get it out here for Hang. He'll fire a three, and he hits the three. Jaron Hang hits the three. And again, he wasn't listed in the book as a starter. And I'm not sure what the situation is that got him out on the court to start the game. Jordan Beller will check in here for Norfolk Catholic. And coming out is going to be Ben Rouse. A 9-2 lead here for Norfolk Catholic. It will be Minden ball is the inbound on that far side over there. And they toss it in here for Carson Bloom. Bloom will just give it up, and the layup is up and good for Andrew Schwenke. And that was something that was set up just to let Schwenke get a bucket. And now they're going to enter the ball down low for Pieper, and Pieper's going to get it and lays it up and in. That was just an attempt to get some injured players some points. And a nice hug in there as coming in and scoring and getting a nice round of applause is Andrew Schwenke. And they call the timeout. Schwenke has been hurt. And they set that up to give Schwenke a chance to score here. So a nice round of applause, a quick 30-second timeout. They let everybody start that they wanted to get started, and then the opportunity to get a quick low bucket in there for Andrew Schwenke, and a nice round of applause by the Minden fans. So Minden will get the basketball here. As the ball is tipped on that far side, we're back to regular basketball. They get it up to Hang, and Hang tries a layup. It's no good. So 5:19 to go here in the first quarter. And again, Andrew Schwenke able to get in the book here. Free throw is up and good by Hang. Second free throw, no good, and the rebound ripped out of there by Carson Bloom. Bloom up ahead here in Max Anderson. Anderson will kick it right back out here for Derek Kissinger. Kissinger gives it between the circles for Bergstrom. Bergstrom drives, dishes, bounce pass to Anderson on the baseline, and he hits it. Anderson, a nice little jumper there, and cuts that lead back down to five. With it is Jordan Beller. Beller works around the perimeter to Ketter. Off the screen, right wing, they'll give it to Beller, and back around the perimeter they go, making that Minden zone move just a little bit here. They give it right wing for Beller. Now top of the circle, backing out with it is going to be Jaron Hang. And Hang, right side for Beller. He's kind of looking on the inside. Now they get off here on the left side for Ketter. Back out for Hang. Hang from the free throw line. Kicks now. Back out for Ketter. Minden now in a man-to-man. Made a quick little switch there. And Beller has his pass knocked away. Trausch will pick up the steal, and he'll just outlet the ball up ahead. And Derek Kissinger dribbles through traffic, gives it to Anderson. Anderson drives out to Bergstrom. Bergstrom, long jumper, good. Three-pointer for Ryan Bergstrom. And just like that, it's a two-point ball game here. So Beller into the offensive zone, trying to answer back here for Norfolk Catholic. They have led throughout. Spinning on the baseline is Hang. Hang kicks out. Here's the three by Ketter. Back the iron and no good. Offensive rebound by Max Anderson. So Anderson snags the bound and brings it into the offensive zone. Gets it out here for Kissinger. Kissinger on the baseline is shut off there nicely by Michael Steffensmeyer. Now inside for Trausch. Great spin move, and he scores. Peter Trausch got four in the game, and a timeout for Norfolk Catholic. We're tied at 11. 3:28 to go here. First quarter. We're back after this.
5 Points Bank. Safe, sound, secure.
Hornady Manufacturing has been located in Grand Island, Nebraska for 60 years. Our recent expansion wouldn't have been possible without the backing of our hometown bank, 5 Points.
We opened our new restaurant, and business is great. It's nice to know our local bank is backing us.
With the largest lending team in central Nebraska, 5 Points Bank takes pride in backing our customers. In fact, we've never stopped and are proud of their success. 5 Points Bank.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, Norfolk Catholic wants to circle the wagons just a little bit. Nice little surge here by Minden to tie things up at 11. We are at the 3:20 mark of quarter number one here in the consolation game. On top of the key with it is Becker. Becker dumps it back out now, and a long jumper up and good. A long two-pointer by Benjamin Ewing. And so Ewing out there a little early. It's right now both teams making a number of substitutions. With the ball is Carson Bloom. Bloom will skip it on that right side for Derek Kissinger. Kissinger, long NBA three. Trausch will get the rebound, and he's got six in the game to go with three rebounds. Quickly up ahead on the run here is going to be Becker. Eric Becker will give it out top of the circle here for Benjamin Ewing. Ewing enters it right side for Brozik. Backdoor cut, high pass, though. Becker's having trouble handling it, and he walked with it. Pass was a little high. Ewing's the one that's going to be whistled for the turnover, but it was really caused by a bad pass. And again, the Knights going very deep into the bench here early on. As we've seen a little bit of everything, as we mentioned, Andrew Schwenka came into the game, and the coaches had arranged basically to allow him to have a layup, and Norfolk Catholic got a layup to answer back to even out the scoreboard, and Schwenka gets into the scorebook here. Kissinger, pass on that right side, knocking it out of bounds and going up about 12 rows is Eric Becker. He ran the stairs after he knocked the ball out of bounds. And Minden's going to inbound it on that far side. Carson Bloom to toss it in. With 2:22 to go here, first quarter. Backdoor cut, and it's Anderson. His tip, no good. Rebound in underneath, and now a foul. Dakota Christensen got the rebound. And Christensen now will head to the line and shoot two. So Christensen with a couple of free throws. Trying to break a 13-all tie here with 2:18 to go here in the first quarter. And he does. So Christensen's free throw was up and good. 14-13, first lead of the game here for Minden. Second free throw bounces around and is no good, and it is out of bounds, and it's going to belong to Norfolk Catholic. So the Knights will inbound here. And directing traffic coming into the offensive zone is going to be Kelby Sile. Pass on the outside, jumper up, no good. Rebound taken out by Cordy Emol, and Emil will give it off here for Derek Kissinger. Kissinger kicks into the corner. Here's a three-pointer by Dakota Christensen, and he nails it. So Dakota Christensen drains the three. Nice hit there by the 6'1 senior. Here's Haybrock for Norfolk Catholic. His pass almost stolen away by Christensen, and we got a block on the drive whistled against Ravenna, against Minden here. Ravenna will wrap up coverage of high school basketball for us for the season here. They'll be playing in the state championship game, the final game of the day, Class C2 tonight, as all six state championship games on our sister stations, ESPN 1460 and 1550 in Hastings. The inbounds here for Sile. Sile gets it back out to Brozek. He kicks it out, long air ball, three, no good. Saving the rebound is Bergstrom. Bergstrom, great athletic move, and now in the offensive zone here is going to be Derek Christensen. Gissinger will fire the three, back the iron, and no good. Rebound taken out there on the run is going to be Kelby Sile. And Sile, entry pass down low, Haybrock. 2 points here for Tyler Haybrock, and he lays it up and in. Nice backdoor cut. And Minden's lead is back down to two. They lead it 17-15. Driving right side, Dakota Christensen. Long pass, and tracking it down is Ethan Brozek. He'll get it up ahead here for Haybrock. It gets it on the baseline by Ketter. Ketter's pass off the hands of Dakota Christensen, who stepped into the passing lane. But the ball goes out of bounds. For Norfolk Catholic, Benjamin Ewing going to check back into the game. He'll come in for Kelby Sile, and he'll inbound the basketball. They try to work it down low. Christensen knocked it loose a little bit, but tracking it down was Connor Ketter, and he's able to kick it out, getting the ball out to Ewing. Ewing gives it to Brozek. Brozek drives the lane, and his shot is no good. But there is a foul, and so Brozek will line. He'll shoot two. The foul on Colby Emol is going to be his first. His free throw is up and good for Ethan Brozek. Checking in here for Minden, going to be Carson Bloom. And also back out there, Craig Driver. So Ryan Bergstrom, Colby Emol. Bloom's out there with Craig Driver, as well as Max Anderson. That's the lineup right now for Minden. The free throw here by Brozek, up and good. One-point ball game, 40 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Bergstrom, long pass, it's tipped. Bloom's got it into the offensive zone. His pass knocked down by Brozek. Brozek's going to lead the break. He gets it back, catches it underneath the glass, reverse layup, good. After the steal, the layup here for Norfolk Catholic, and they now have a two-point lead. 22 seconds to go. Bloom in the offensive zone will kick it off on the right wing here, getting it to Driver. And Driver's pass knocked out of bounds. Good reach over there by Benjamin Ewing. And it's going to be 15.5 on the clock. Minden with the basketball on the far sideline. Craig Anderson moves everybody up. They'll just toss it in to Bloom. Bloom keeps his dribble alive. He'll come off a little screen, and now he's picked up there defensively by the Knights. Takes it to the baseline, and he walked with it. Couldn't quite decide what he wanted to do with his feet, and turnover on Minden. 5.4 to go here for Norfolk Catholic to get the length of the court. They inbound the ball to Brozek. Brozek behind the back, lays it up, back to the iron, no goodness, tipped out of there. He went around the world as he spun the ball around driving the lane. He missed the layup, though. And it's a two-point lead here for Norfolk Catholic. They lead it 19-17. We're back after this.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
Kroll Agency Insurance of Minden, Kennesaw, Hastings, and Exdell, where service is our number one priority. Best of luck to all the area athletes at state. We're very proud to support you on and off the court. The Kroll Agency, Minden, Kennesaw, Hastings, and Exdell.
Hi, this is Kurt Johnson, service manager at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep. We have always been your complete service center for oil changes to major engine and transmission repair. But did you know we can handle all your tire and wheel alignment needs as well? We stock many major name brand tires, so we can provide your vehicle with just the right tire to suit your needs. So next time your car is in need of maintenance, repair, alignment, or tires, come see us at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep.
The Breeze 94.5.
And welcome back here to Lincoln Southwest High School. Quick inbounds play for Minden. And they tossed it inside to Max Anderson. Anderson hit as he caught the ball and was squaring up to shoot. So he's going to go line and shoot two here. The foul was whistled on Ben Rouse. That is his first. So 7:47 here to go in the first half. And to the line will be Max Anderson. Anderson, one of the better shooters for the Whippets, shows that as he hits the front end of the two shots here. And he'll have one more coming up here. If he hits this one, we'll be tied at 19. And it's tied at 19. He just was able to nudge it over the front of that rim. Nice shooter touch there by Max Anderson. He now has 4 points in the game. On the right wing, Jaron Hang has it. Kicks it. Driving now is going to be Brozek. Brozek dishes back out for Sile. Sile in the lane. He'll kick the ball back out here for Jaron Hang. And Hang will give it between the circles for Austin Ketter for Norfolk Catholic. Minden going man-to-man. Little backdoor cut. And it's actually intercepted by the front guy, Benjamin Ewing. Ewing now is going to kick it back out for Ketter. And the pass is knocked out of bounds by Ryan Bergstrom. Nice job by Bergstrom in terms of getting his hands in the passing lane. Hang will toss it in, and around the perimeter we go. Brozek, little flip, gets it right back out here for Sile, and they run a little motion offense. Now the kick is to Brozek on the baseline. It hangs on the rim. It's no good, and Anderson pulls down the rebound. Quickly up ahead, he gives it to Bloom. Bloom on the baseline will drive, and apparently he walked with it. He landed before he got the pass off, it would appear. Flew through that lane, and basically there was a bunch of red jerseys and long arms between him and another purple jersey. So that'll be a turnover here on Minden. They're for it. Pass on the inside, knocked away. Max Anderson comes up with it, and Anderson will bring it in the offensive zone. Right side for Bloom, who kicks in the corner. Here's a three by Kissinger, and it's good. Quick ball movement by Minden. Set up Kissinger in the far corner, and he drains the three. Calling for the ball down low is going to be Ewing. Ewing gets it in the lane, and he is fouled, I believe, by Anderson. Yep, that'll be on Anderson. That'll be his first. A couple of free throws here for Benjamin Ewing. With 6:31 to go here in the second quarter. Free throw is up and perfect. For Ewing. So Ewing will be at the line again. This game has been pretty tight throughout here in the early stages of the game. 6:31 to go here in the second quarter. Second free throw by Ewing, good. He's got four in the game. And a 22-21 lead here for Minden. Whippets can run the baseline if they need to because Norfolk Catholic's putting some pressure on, but they get the ball up ahead. Pass is tipped, but Christian Swenka is able to come up with it. And they'll kick it off there on the left side. Anderson will fire a long three. It's no good. And pulled out of there by Benjamin Ewing. Ewing out to Hang. Hang kicks right back out here for Sile. Sile gave it away. Now he's got it back. Sile's going to drive and flip in the corner here for Benjamin Ewing. Ewing on the dribble. With 6 minutes to go, again, Minden going man-to-man here. They've done that almost exclusively. They switched to a zone briefly. And Sile will give it up on the right side. Between circles for Jaron Hang. Now they enter it inside and over the back on that entry pass is going to be Ryan Bergstrom. That'll be an inbounds here for Norfolk Catholic because that's only 5 team fouls whistled on Minden. The quick inbounds, though, the three-pointer is up and no good for Ketter. As that tray off the mark, and coming out with it is Carson Bloom. Bloom will dribble on that right side, and he'll give it off of the screen. Bergstrom's open for three, and he hits it. Just like they drew it up, a set play off of a double screen on top of the key, and he stroked it in there. Driving the baseline, they'll kick it back around. Hang now gives out for Sile, and Sile hit it. Good ball movement by Norfolk Catholic, so he trade threes, And now Minden facing low pressure. Bergstrom gets it up ahead to Trausch. Now cutting is Anderson. Anderson, the left-hand, the layup is good. Nice try there by Max Anderson. They broke the press with the pass and give Trausch an assist on that. Bergstrom back on defense. Pressure coming. Shot no good. Trausch can't get his hands on it, but it was knocked out of bounds by Ben Rouse. So Minden will inbound with 4:54 to go here, leading by three, 27-24. And Norfolk Catholic, they don't wait. You score on them. They inbound the ball quickly and try to catch you before you get your defense set. They score a lot of points in transition. Carson Bloom will get the inbounds here, and they'll face some full court pressure by Kelby Sile. Gives it right back out here for Kissinger. Driving that right side, Bloom. Bloom gets it back out here for Kissinger. Kissinger near midcourt has the dribble. Pretty good pressure being put on by the Knights. They enter it inside for Trausch. Trausch has his pocket pick. Making the steal was Ewing, and Ewing will take it up ahead. Ewing will drive the whole distance off glass. It's no good. Rebound by Carson Bloom, and now the Whippets want to run. Bloom kicks in the corner. With it is Kissinger. Kissinger was looking inside. Posting up is Kristen Schwenke. They'll get it back out here for Carson Bloom. Bloom will drive. Schwenke with a little screen. Now he pops out. 15-foot jumper is good. Rattled around and then fell for Christian Schwenke. And a 5-point Whippet lead. 4 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Rouse with the dribble. Kicks into the corner now. They'll get it out for Sile. Sile will drive, and he is blocked by Trausch. So that'll be a foul on Peter Trausch for Minden. And wholesale substitutions here for the Whippets. Bergstrom's checking into the game, so is Cody Emel, as well as Dakota Christensen. And both teams have substituted liberally here. And coming out of the game was Christian Schwenke. He was not supposed to, however. Minden did not have their full allotment of five players out there, but now they do. That'll be a much better defense, I'm sure. Around the perimeter, they give it to Rouse. Rouse, right wing for Ketter. They just kind of work it back around the perimeter. Sile has it. Sile will kick right back out here for Ketter. Ketter on the dribble, drives the lane, scoops it. Shot no good. Offensive rebound. That does not fall for Steffensmeyer. And then a foul on the rebound against Norfolk Catholic. Well, they don't... They finally put it up. Benjamin Ewing, that's his second personal foul. Third as a team here on Norfolk Catholic. Minden's not penetrated a whole lot, which is one reason why Minden's committed more fouls than what Norfolk Catholic has. Not a lot of whistles either way. Minden with 16 fouls, only three have been whistled on the Knights of Norfolk Catholic. Kissinger facing the double team as soon as he gets across the timeline. He'll get it out here for Dakota Christensen. In the corner, they're double teaming Bergstrom. Bergstrom's pass then is stolen away by Ketter. Here come the Knights on the run. They work it up ahead. Layup good for Jaron Hang. Hang with seven in the game, and now Minden's going to run right back at him. 3-point lead here for the Whippets. They kick into the corner. That's Bergstrom. Bergstrom handing his face, so they'll work it back around the perimeter here. They double team the ball, and another steal. Pass up ahead to Hang. Hang lays it up and good. Jaron Hang now with nine in the game and timeout Minden. Quick low flurry here by Norfolk Catholic has cut the Whippet lead down to one. They lead it 29-28, 2:57 to go. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Odyssey Travel and Choquette Electric would like to take this time to wish the Minden Whippets basketball team best of luck in the game. We are very proud to have a great group of athletes like you representing Minden. Good luck from Connie at Odyssey Travel and Kevin of Choquette Electric in Minden. The First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. The First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. Go Whippets.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, now Norfolk Catholic's going to drop back a little bit. They look to trap the ball in the corner, and they've had success the last couple of times as Minden's turned the ball over, and they're in trouble again. They double-team Christensen, but now they find it out to Bergstrom. Bergstrom shot on the baseline, blocked out of bounds by Michael Steffensmeyer. Up high was Michael Steffensmeyer for the swat there. It will be Minden basketball on their own baseline. Dakota Christensen to toss it in with 2:41 to go here in the second quarter. 29-28, Whippets with the lead and the basketball. And they'll just toss it in here for Benjamin Peterson. Peterson gave it away, now gets it out to Christensen. Top of the circle here for Ryan Bergstrom. He gives it off here for Kissinger. In the corner, here's the long three by Christensen. It's no good. Offensive rebound and another swat at it, but it's no good. A block on the putback. A rebound and putback by Cody Emel, but it was deflected. And now on the run is Norfolk Catholic, and Ketter up ahead of everybody lays it up and in. Again, Norfolk Catholic like a flash up court, and now they have the lead. Dakota Christensen with the double team, ball loose, but picking it up is Cody Emel. He'll give it off on the right side, now top of the circle. Christensen has it. They give it off on the baseline for Ryan Bergstrom. Long pass out for Kissinger. Entry pass down low. It's stolen away. That was a tough pass. Brozek has it. Gets it up ahead to Hang. And Hang with another layup. Norfolk Catholic, bang, 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 has now a three-point lead. They've scored eight straight points and another Minden turnover. Long pass off the mark. And some of the younger players coming out. Starters back in here for Minden. Max Anderson back in the game. Carson Bloom back in the game. Peter Trausch out there with Derek Kissinger. So right now, Minden has their starters out there. Anderson, Bloom, Bergstrom, Kissinger, and Trausch. And dribbling is Norfolk Catholic. Rouse has it. Kicks it back out here for Hang. And Hang hits the three. Jaron Hang hits the three-pointer. And now driving up here is going to be Bloom. He kicks it out. A six-point lead for Norfolk Catholic. Long jumper, no good. In the corner, it goes out of bounds, and it was last touch by one of the Knights. Peter Trausch was talking, pointing at the player for Norfolk Catholic, saying that Kelby Sile was the last to touch it. Apparently, he was right. So Minden will inbound here. Anderson on the baseline has to throw it back to Kissinger near midcourt. And they'll get it out to Bergstrom. Bergstrom's pass knocked out of bounds. Good hustle there by Ben Rouse. And a six-point lead here for Norfolk Catholic. This is their largest lead of the game. And I believe Minden's largest lead was seven. And I think we're on a 13-0 run here for Norfolk Catholic. Bloom, now they get it down low for Trausch. Trausch to a bunny hook, a lot of contact, no foul. Ethan Brozek comes up with the basketball. Running out with it now is Rouse, and Rouse, awkward-looking shot, and it's actually saved by one of the Knights and out of bounds. Flying in there to save it was, I believe, Ketter, and he was able to knock it off one of the Minden players. That's Bergstrom. So Knights inbound. They get it out for Rouse. And around the perimeter they go. They get it to Brozek. Brozek will just flip it back to Ketter. And around the perimeter we go off of a screen. They give it to Jaron Hang. Hang started today and has been absolutely red hot. Rouse, entry pass on the elbow. A little backdoor cut. Pass is off the mark, though. Couldn't make the connection. Ketter was there on the back door, but just a bad pass, and it's thrown away. Norfolk Catholic with the turnover. 35-29. Norfolk Catholic with the lead. Minden, though, has the basketball. Carson Bloom into the offensive zone. Picked up there defensively by Kelby Sile. And Bloom, 15 seconds left. 5-second counts going on. Off of a little screen, the ball is knocked out of bounds by one of the Knights. A little reach there, but no contact. And the ball knocked out of the hands of Carson Bloom with 11.1 to go here. Minden will inbound it. Anderson will give it to Bloom. Bloom has the ball knocked loose on the ground, trying to pass it back out. It is out of bounds off the Knights. Now 4.3. Nobody could really get their hands on the ball there. And now not much time for Minden to get a look at the basket. Inbound the ball here is going to be Anderson. Back to Anderson. He'll fire the three. It looked good, but was short. Now a three-quarter court turnaround throw. No good. So we'll head to the locker room. And Norfolk Catholic has a 35-29 lead here at Lincoln Southwest High School in the Class C1 State Consolation Game. We'll be back with the halftime report brought to you by Allen Superstore right after this. And welcome back here to Lincoln Southwest High School as the Minden dance team performing here for a pretty good-sized crowd from the folks from Minden and the folks from Norfolk showed up as well. And here at halftime, it's Norfolk Catholic with a 35-29 lead over the Minden Whippets. Let's check the scoring for you. We'll begin, first of all, for Minden. Very balanced scoring today. Max Anderson with 6 points. Ryan Bergstrom hits a couple of three-pointers. He's got 6 points as well. Six for Peter Trausch. After that, off the bench, it's Dakota Christensen. He has 4. 2 points for Christian Schwenka. And Andrew Schwenka, also with 2 points. They brought him in, allowed him to hit a shot to get into the book and score here at the state basketball tournament. And then Norfolk Catholic got a reciprocal basket on the other end. So Andrew Schwenka with 2 points here in the game. Christian Schwenka also with 2. 3 points for Derek Christensen, and that'll wrap it up here for Minden, who trails here at halftime, 35-29. We'll check the numbers for Norfolk Catholic when we come back here on the Allen Superstore Halftime Report right after this. All right, we'll keep it right here. Let's go through the numbers here for Norfolk Catholic, and leading the way for them, Jaron Hang. Hang with 14 points. He was absolutely red hot. Hit a couple of the three-pointers. Has 14 points here at the break. Austin Ketter with 2. 4 for Ben Rouse. 4 for Ethan Brozek. 3 for Kelby Sile. 2 for Taylor Hambrock. And 4 for Benjamin Ewing. Once again, our halftime score, it is Norfolk Catholic with the lead over Minden. They had a nice 13-0 run to take the lead, and they now lead it 35-29 here at Lincoln Southwest High School. We'll be back with more of the Allen Superstore Halftime Report right after this.
There's supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. So you need to replace your stock tank. Head to Stadler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank. Stadler Implement is proud to support our area athletes.
Deeker Construction in Hastings has been a trusted contractor for more than 25 years. Deeker Construction specializes in custom homes, commercial construction, complete remodeling, and additions, as well as concrete work. Deeker Construction's support of high school athletics helped make this broadcast possible.
Odyssey Travel and Showcat Electric would like to take this time to wish the Minden Whippets basketball team best of luck in the game. We are very proud to have a great group of athletes like you representing Minden. Good luck from Connie at Odyssey Travel and Kevin of Showcat Electric in Minden.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by Aurora Co-op in Minden, proud to be a community, academic, and athletic supporter. Congratulations to the Minden athletes on a great year, and good luck with the games. Aurora Co-op has locations serving you where you go. Go Whippets!
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back here to Lincoln Southwest High School. Let's give you the lineups for the state championship games here today. In Class D1, they're already underway. As in Class D1, Overton will be taking on Freeman for the state championship. That game is on our sister stations on ESPN 1460 and 1550. So you can follow those games for you. We're on our family of stations, and again, Overton and Freeman will start things off here at 9:30, trying to battle for the Class D1 state championship game. Then a great matchup in Class C1. It'll be Shadron taking on St. Cecilia. Shadron yesterday ended Minden's championship hopes with a 55-47 win, and St. Cecilia won by 2 against Norfolk Catholic. Excuse me, by 3, 55-52. So St. Cecilia and Shadron, that game will be at 11:30. And then that'll be followed at 1:30, a great matchup in Class B. South Sioux City will be taking on Omaha Scutt. So it'll be the number 1 and 2 seeds in Class B doing battle. And then in the evening bracket, the late afternoon bracket, if you will, Class D2 will get it started at 5, where Ewing will be taking on Hampton. Ewing just a regular in the state championship game. And the Tigers will be taking on Hampton, who won in overtime yesterday against Hayes Center. That'll be followed at 7 o'clock by the Class A championship, Norfolk and Omaha Central. That should be a doozy. Both Class A semifinals yesterday came down to the wire. Norfolk made a steal at the end of the game after Creighton Prep had worked off almost 2 minutes off the clock. They made the steal, and Brady Lohman went the distance in traffic, laid it up and in, essentially at the buzzer, and Norfolk High won it 53 to 51. So they'll be taking on Omaha Central, who scored at the buzzer as well to get past Lincoln Southeast 53-52. So a couple of buzzer beaters in Class A yesterday. That'll be a tough act to follow in the state championship game at 7. And then at 9, the season will wrap up here for high school basketball here in Central Nebraska, as the last game of the year will take on Ravenna and Archbishop Bergen in the Class C2 state championship game. That game scheduled for 9 o'clock at the Sports Center. Ravenna trying to repeat as state champions in Class C2. So there's your championship brackets for you. Later today, we'll have another consolation game for you, as we'll have the Class C2 consolation game between Axtell and Johnson County Central. That'll be at 2 o'clock, and we'll have that game for you on our network of stations as well. Once again, here at halftime, it is Minden trailing Norfolk Catholic in the Class C1 state consolation game. It is 35-29. The lead belongs to Norfolk Catholic. And we'll continue with more of our halftime report right after this.
Whether it's a stretch of pasture, a crop ready for harvest, or a garden patch behind someone's house in town, Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, equal housing lender. When you grow, we grow.
Best of luck in the game from the Breakaway Bar and Grill in Minden, now serving breakfast Monday through Friday. Stop into the Breakaway from 5 to close for the best cheeseburgers around. Proud sponsors of the Minden Whippets.
Harold Korb with Korb Walker Mowers in Minden would like to take the time to congratulate the Minden Whippets basketball team on a great season. We are very proud to have a great group of athletes like you to call our team. Good luck, Whippets, from Korb Walker Mowers.
Kroll Agency Insurance of Minden, Kennesaw, Hastings, and Axtell, where service is our number one priority. Best of luck to all the area athletes at state. We're very proud to support you on and off the court. The Kroll Agency, Minden, Kennesaw, Hastings, and Axtell. Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents and door dings. Auto glass replacement. Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality baked finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden. Go Whippets!
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And we're back here at Lincoln Southwest High School, the Class C1 state consolation games. And it's not standing room only by any stretch of the imagination, but a pretty good crowd here for both Norfolk Catholic and Minden High School in attendance here today in the consolation games. Consolation games, a little bit different format. They used to play all six games in one site. Now they play three games at two different sites. The game times are 10, 12, and 2. And the other location that they play at today is Lincoln Northeast High School. As we mentioned, we'll be at Northeast for a consolation game in Class C2 at 2 o'clock today. Axtell will be taking on Johnson County Central in that consolation game. Another criticism they kind of had a few years ago was, well, if you make a team play on that last Saturday, I guess everybody ought to get a trophy. So they actually give away a fourth-place trophy and fourth-place medals as well as the consolation trophy and consolation medals for both of these two teams as well. So obviously, bigger trophies at stake here for either Minden or Norfolk when we tip off the second half. We'll take it back to the studios one last break, and we'll have the tip for the second half, or actually it'll be Norfolk Catholic basketball. We'll hand them the basketball to start the third quarter right after this.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. The First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. Go Whippets!
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And we're just about ready to go. The Knights will have possession of the basketball first. Jaron Hang, 14 points in that first half. He'll put the ball in play here for Norfolk Catholic, and we'll move the possession arrow a little bit. Ball belongs to the guys in red as they're working on the baseline. On the baseline is Michael Steffensmeyer. They just spin it back around the perimeter out to Hang. Hang picked up defensively by Carson Bloom, and a pass is stolen away. Great steal by Bergstrom, and Bergstrom has his pocket picked. Running right back at him is going to be Norfolk Catholic, and staying in the corner getting a long pass is Rouse. They'll get it out top of the circle now for Hang. Hang back out around the perimeter, and Rouse is going to reset the offense on the dribble here. As Minden, a little bit of turnover problems. I have them unofficially with 10 turnovers here in the ballgame. Top of the key with it is Pieper. Pieper will get it out for Ketter. Right side for Hang. Hang picked up defensively by Carson Bloom. He's just going to back up a little bit here. Right now, Norfolk Catholic not moving their feet very much, but they are passing the ball around. Rouse will drive the baseline. Missed the shot. Had to come right back to him. Back out to Hang. Hang will flip it on the baseline. Here's Steffensmeyer. Baseline J from 8 feet. He has his first 2 points of the game. And Norfolk Catholic pushes that lead out to 37-29. On the baseline, driving and kicking out is Bloom, and then a pass down low, and we got a foul on the rebound. A battle of the 54s. Pieper and Trausch both fell down. It's going to be a foul on Pieper. That's his first of the second half as a team against Norfolk Catholic. So tossing in here is going to be Anderson. Anderson into the corner, gets it to Derek Kissinger. He'll fire the three and hit the three. His second three-pointer of the game. He's got 6 points, and that lead is cut down to five. With it is number five, Ben Rouse. And Rouse backing out, facing a little pressure here by Derek Kissinger. Rouse had the ball knocked loose by Kissinger, but he's able to track it down, is Rouse. Right wing, they'll give it to Steffensmeyer. He drives, shots too strong, but a foul on Ryan Bergstrom. So a couple of free throws coming up here for Norfolk Catholic. When we head to a road game, we know we've got the experience of Midway Service Department backing us up, making sure we get here in good shape. Maybe you should let Midway take care of you as well. Free throw is up and no good. Midway Chevrolet providing us a ride to the game today, an 08 Chevy Malibu. Free throw up and no good. So Kissinger, Steffensmeyer rather, goes 0-for-2 from the line. And Minden's got the basketball in the corner. Bergstrom will fire another three. It is no good. And the rebound last touched by one of the Whippets. Bloom was down there with Rouse, and it turns out that it was Bloom the last to touch it. So Ketter will bring it in the offensive zone here for Norfolk Catholic, who lead it by five with 5:54 to go here in the third quarter. C1 State consolation game. Norfolk Catholic with the lead and the basketball. Minden picks up the defense at midcourt. Bloom backs off after the pass to Kissinger. They wouldn't have minded if Kissinger would have tried that long three from out there. Hang has it. They have to respect his shooting ability, and around they go. Backdoor cut inside for Hang. Hang turnaround jumper good. So he's got 16 in the game, it is Jaron Hang. And that gives Norfolk Catholic a chance to trap the ball. But Trausch has it. Will drive the lane. Kicks out to Anderson. Oh, the three won't fall. Rebounded by Kissinger. Shot in the lane. No good. Another tip. That one falls for Max Anderson. Couple of offensive rebounds there for Minden. And it turns into a couple of points as well after the three rattled in and out. Hang will kick it between the circles for Rouse. Back out to Michael Steffensmeyer. Steffensmeyer, well behind the three-point arc off of the screen, will get the ball to Hang, and Hang's going to reset the offense. He's standing near midcourt, standing on the Silverhawk here at Lincoln Southwest High School. He's standing near midcourt, dribbles behind his back. Hang will then just flip it out here to Rouse, and it's Rouse that's going to reset the offense. They'll motion through, kick it back out for Steffensmeyer, into the corner for Rouse. Rouse with the dribble, now the flip out here for Ketter. Ketter gives it left side. Great ball fake by Hang. Hang now will kick it out to Ketter, and Ketter, 12-foot jumper is good. Norfolk Catholic nice and patient there on that look as they work the ball around, got a good look at the basket, and now they have their lead back out to seven. Kissinger on that far side, trapped in the corner, gives it to Trausch. Trausch, double team. Now he'll drive, flip, and it is through traffic. Last touched by Minden. And Norfolk Catholic going to make a bit of a line change here. They bring in four new players. Tyler Haybrock is going to inbound the basketball with Kelby Seil. Also checking in is Brozik and Benjamin Ewing. So a line change here for Norfolk Catholic and head coach Shane Anderson. Midway through the third quarter. Seil with the dribble, takes it off the left side. Kissinger picks him up defensively there. Now Trausch on the double team. Trausch knocked the ball loose. And tracking it down is going to be Norfolk Catholic. Right side with it, Benjamin Ewing. Ewing on the baseline, kicks it back out. Here's the three by Hang, and it is good. Jaron Hang absolutely on fire. He's got 19 points in the game. So Hang putting on a number. He has right at his average. He averages about 17 and a half points. Loose ball picked up, thrown inside for Bergstrom. Bergstrom, a reverse layup, good. Nice job keeping that ball alive by Carson Bloom. And Bloom gets the assist as well. Ewing in the lane, drive, shot is altered. Great defense there by Kissinger, and coming out with it is going to be Bloom. And Bloom through the lane has the ball knocked loose by Norfolk Catholic and out of bounds. So 3:01 to go here in the third quarter. It is 44-36. Tossing in is Anderson. Anderson gets it out for Kissinger. His three, no good. Rebound tipped ahead. Haybrook's on the run. Nice pass down low. Shot good by Jaron Hang. And Hang now has 21 points. Stepping through, the pass over to Kissinger. Inside now to Trausch, and Trausch is fouled. Driving the baseline and dishing was Bergstrom, who got the ball to Trausch, and now Trausch will go to the line. He's got 6 points, all of them coming in the first quarter. And now he'll try to get back in the book here. Try to cut into a 10-point Norfolk Catholic lead. Trausch's free throw is on the way and good. Dakota Christensen checking back in here for Minden. He's going to come in for Bergstrom. Trausch's second free throw is a little short. And the rebound goes to Brozik. So Brozik snags the bound here for Norfolk Catholic. They're going to direct traffic just a little bit here. That'll be Seil. Tosses the ball back out for Ewing. Ewing, as they work around the perimeter, gets it to Haybrock. Haybrock takes it to the baseline. His jumper is an air ball that's picked up by Kissinger. And Kissinger is on the run with it. Dribbles into the corner. They double-team him, and it's going to be a reach. Whistled on Kelby Seil. So Seil with the foul here. And it's a 9-point lead for Norfolk Catholic as Minden's going to inbound it. That is the first foul on Kelby Seil of the ball game. Third as a team against Norfolk Catholic here in the second half. Entry pass, down low, shot, no good. Blocked from behind by Andrew Schwenke. It was blocked by Ewing. Ewing comes up with the ball. Now back out for Brozik. Brozik drives the lane, and he scores. He's got six in the game, and the lead is 11 here for Norfolk Catholic. Carson Bloom off of the screen, still has his dribble, top of the key, drives, floats, scores. Carson Bloom, first 2 points of the game, and those were hard-earned. Driving here is going to be Brozik. Brozik has the ball knocked loose, but into the hands of Ewing. Ewing drives, no good. Kissinger with the rebound, and now the Whippets slowly in the offensive zone. They get it to Carson Bloom. Bloom with a minute and a half to go here in the third quarter. 5 second counts going on. He'll give it off on that right side. Baseline dribble by Emil. He'll kick it back out here for Christensen. Christensen in the corner for Anderson. Anderson, a little reverse pivot. Gets the ball back out. Dribbling around now is going to be Kissinger. Kissinger driving is Bloom as he gets the pass. Shot's no good. Brozik with the rebound. Quickly up ahead to Rouse. Rouse will drive short, and the ball goes out of bounds. And last touch by Minden. Lots of contact, no whistles. Nobody got a real advantage there. Miles Steen checking in here for Minden with Ryan Bergstrom. So the Knights to toss in here. Ben Rouse with a minute and four to go. And up by nine, Norfolk Catholic has the basketball. Sile will kick in the left corner, directing traffic is going to be Rouse. Rouse with the dribble. On the baseline, wide open is Ewing, and he missed an eight-footer, and Minden can't come up with a rebound. Running out of room is Carson Bloom. And so the basketball is going to belong here to Norfolk Catholic. 52.9 to go in the third quarter. Nine-point lead here for the Knights of Norfolk Catholic. Wide open in the corner and getting the catch is Ketter. He'll fire a three. It is short and rebounded by Bergstrom. So Bergstrom will give it to Bloom, who will dribble it into the offensive zone here for Minden. Directing traffic, Bloom. No five-second count going on because he's not closely defended. The pass to Kissinger. Kissinger, before the double team comes, kicks it back out to Bloom on the left side. Almost appears that Minden's going to work for the last shot. They take it to the baseline. Bloom is then pushed as one of the Knights was falling down. Ben Rouse, I think, was falling down. He's going to be whistled for the push here with 24.6 to go. Rouse, second personal foul. That's now four as a team on Norfolk Catholic. Funny how it all bounces out. Norfolk Catholic didn't commit too many fouls at all in the first half, and Minden was whistled for about twice as many, and that's reversed here in the second half. Bloom, backdoor cut, gets it to Kissinger. Kissinger's bunny, no good. Offensive rebound and bucket is good for Schwenka. And we got a double dribble in there. Actually, it's Emil. I apologize. It was Emil that got up with the rebound. So we'll give Cody Emil a rebound and the bucket there. And with 14 seconds to go, a seven-point lead for Norfolk Catholic. But Minden has the basketball here, and they probably with the last shot, one would assume. Kissinger will take it all the way down the baseline. He'll float over traffic. It's no good. Rebound taken out of there by Norfolk Catholic. They'll throw it from 90 feet away, and it's no good. It hit nothing but net, but it hit the bottom of the net. Didn't go through the cylinder. So we'll head to the fourth quarter. Norfolk Catholic with a 48-41 lead over Minden. We'll be back after this.
Kroll Agency Insurance of Minden, Kennesaw, Hastings, and Exdell, where service is our number one priority. Best of luck to all the area athletes at state. We're very proud to support you on and off the court. The Kroll Agency, Minden, Kennesaw, Hastings, and Exdell.
Best of luck in the game from the Breakaway Bar and Grill in Minden, now serving breakfast Monday through Friday. Stop into the Breakaway from 5 to close for the best cheeseburgers around. Proud sponsors of the Minden Whippets.
Hogan's has it, so when you're finished cheering on your favorite team at the state basketball tournament, come in for our Spring Fling Sale. You'll save 10 to 20% on baseball, softball, and track equipment and shoes through the end of March. Hogan's has it, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by Aurora Co-op in Minden, proud to be a community, academic, and athletic supporter. Congratulations to the Minden athletes on a great year, and good luck with the games. Aurora Co-op has locations serving you where you go. Go Whippets!
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, a 48-41 lead here to start the fourth quarter for Norfolk Catholic, but the Whippets do have the basketball, and they hit the quick three. Quick out in the corner. They gave it to Derek Christensen, and Christensen hits the bucket. Nice shot there. And so the Knights will bring it into the offensive zone. Ben Rouse up by only four now. That's a big shot to get things started here in the fourth quarter. Rouse off of the screen, comes back into traffic. Trausch picks up the pressure. He's able to dump it off for Hang, and Hang has been deadly today. He hits the shot there, and he now has 30 points in the game. Ball is loose. Trausch is able to pick it up, and they'll get the ball out for Bloom. Bloom drives. No good on the rebound. Kissinger with the offensive rebound and bucket. So Kissinger hits a big shot there and the lead back down to four. In the corner is Norfolk Catholic. They get the ball to Steffensmeyer. Steffensmeyer will kick it back out here for Hang. Hang will drive, and he is hit on the arm. He's got 23 points in the game. I think I misspoke earlier, looking at the wrong number here. He's got 23 in the game, and he'll have two more shots here. Free throw is good. So that gives him 24 points with Jaron Hang. He's got 24 of the 51 points for NoFo Catholic. His second free throw is up and good. He's got 25. And that lead is up to 6 here for the Knights. In the offensive zone is Bloom. Bloom gives it to Anderson. Empty pass for Trausch. Nice flip and drive. Bucket's good by Carson Bloom. What a great just flip underneath by Peter Trausch. It was almost a Statue of Liberty play. Rouse with the drive, and then they kick it out. Coming through the lane is Ketter. Ketter on the baseline, picked up defensively by Anderson. Dribbling out is going to be Ketter. They'll give it top of the circle here for Hang. Hang on the left side for Michael Steffensmeyer. And back around the perimeter we go. It goes out to Jaron Hang. Hang is going to back up. Has the dribble behind his back. Gives it top of the circle here for Ketter. Ketter looking for a cutter. And they give it off left side instead for Rouse. Back out for Austin Ketter. And he'll fire a long three. No good. Rebound by Pieper. Pieper got another rebound. Shot won't fall. Tipped out now to Bergstrom. Bergstrom has his pocket picked by Hang, and Hang with the dribble on that far side. Minden had their hands on the ball for a moment there, but now they have to continue to play pretty good defense, which they've done here, especially in the fourth quarter. Hang has it. Will take it top of the key, and he'll just dribble off on that right side. He faked the handoff to Ketter as they drove by, and they'll get the ball out here for Ketter. Ketter on the right side with 5.5 to go here in the consolation game. Entry pass is knocked away by Bloom and somehow stayed in bounds to make the catch. He brings in the offensive zone. He'll dump it off right side for Kissinger. Here's a three by Bergstrom. It's good. 1-point ball game. And timeout, Norfolk Catholic. 5:09 to go here, fourth quarter. And it's Norfolk Catholic 52, Minden 51. We're back after this.
5 Points Bank, the better bank. Go to 5pointsbank.com and check out solutions, products, and services that complement the way you live. So whatever your lifestyle, you'll find banking with 5 Points Bank. The better bank is just simply better. Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents and door dings. Auto glass replacement. Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality baked finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden. Go Whippets!
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, the Whippets hitting some threes, and they've been able to cut this lead down to one. 52-51, 5:09 to go here, fourth quarter. And Norfolk Catholic will bring it into the offensive zone. Kelby Sile with the dribble. He's picked up defensively by Kissinger. As again, Minden going man-to-man here. On the right side with it is Sile. They try to enter it in. It's knocked away by Trausch. A turnover, and Kissinger's got the basketball. Nice job there by Peter Trausch to knock that ball loose. Now he's got it on the high post. He'll back in lane, spin, float, rolls around and in! Peter Trausch, great body control, and now Minden has the lead, and on the inbounds, Norfolk Catholic throws it away. .437 to go here, fourth quarter, and a 2-point Minden lead. Tossing in is going to be Anderson. Anderson has it knocked onto the baseline, so it will stay in possession of the Whippets, but now they're going to have to inbound it in the corner. Absolute worst part of the basketball court to try to inbound the basketball. As you got sideline and baseline, and they get the ball in the corner for Trausch. He handles the pressure pretty well, and around the perimeter we go. Dakota Christensen will give it off on the left wing for Kissinger. Long pass through the lane. It is knocked out of bounds by Brozek for Norfolk Catholic. If Brozek doesn't get a hand on it, Anderson has a backdoor layup. They lob pass it off the screen. They get it to Kissinger. He'll fire the three and hit the three. His third three-pointer of the half. He's got 14 in the game. 14 points in the game. Sile kicks it off on the left side. Now top of the key, it goes to Ketter. Right wing, they'll get the ball to Kelby Sile. And we're going to have a hold whistle then underneath. away from the ball, so I didn't see who did it. It's going to be on Dakota Christensen. Second personal foul on Christensen. And third team foul against Minden here in the second half. As we're nearing the midway point of the fourth quarter, off the inbounds, driving is Sile. Sile will kick it back out, and now back around the perimeter we go with it. Hang has it. Now he gives it up on that right wing for Kelby Sile. They give it to Ewing. Ewing on the baseline, leans up, shots no good. Ewing went over the back on the rebound. Yep. Benjamin Ewing just went over the back. With the position there was Derek Christensen. So five team fouls against Norfolk Catholic here. Third personal foul on Benjamin Ewing. Nobody really in serious foul trouble for either team. Ewing's the first one with three fouls on either team with 3:40 to go here in the fourth. With the dribble, Bloom. Double team, dangerous pass. Catch is made by Christensen, though. He gets it in the corner. Anderson on the baseline. Inside for Trouch, and Trouch is going to lay it up. Nice pass inside for the big man, Peter Trouch. And he just laid it up and in. Ewing's pass is knocked away by Minden. As Kissinger running the floor, knocked the ball out of bounds. Minden now has a six-point lead with 3:22 to go. 58-52, 3:22 to go here, fourth quarter. From the elbow with the basketball is Drozic. Drozic gets the ball out, dribbling around is Jaron Hang. Hang, right wing, will get it to Sile. Sile's pass on the inside to Ewing, and Ewing is fouled. They reach around and swipe at the ball, and that's an easy foul call. But he had pretty good position in underneath. So if Bloom doesn't make that foul, it probably is a layup. So it's a good foul in that sense. Two fouls now on Bloom here in the game. From the elbow, Brozic has it. And Brozic will kick it back out here for Rouse. Pass on the inside, knocked away. And coming out of there with it on the dribble is going to be Kissinger. Kissinger has a pocket pick by Hang. Hang had trouble coming up with the ball, but now gets it. Now has it stolen away by Bergstrom. Bergstrom gets it back here for Mendham. So we swap turnovers, and running with the basketball is Bloom. And Bloom fouled from behind by Jaron Hang. A torrid series there between Minden and Norfolk Catholic. As a couple of different times, each team had the ball knocked from behind away by somebody behind them. So Minden now has possession of the basketball after the foul was whistled on Hang. And they inbound it to Bergstrom, who will fire the three. It is short. And the rebound taken out there by Rouse. Rouse bringing in the offensive zone here. Down by six is Norfolk Catholic. They get it on the baseline to Ewing. And Ewing has the ball blocked, but there is a foul. So the foul actually came before the shot, they're going to say, as they're going to inbound the ball. They're going to say Anderson with the swipe. Trouch also had a block and probably a foul to make sure that they didn't get an easy bucket out of it. So Norfolk Catholic inbounds. They get it to Brozic. Brozic in the baseline. Took an extra step, or was he fouled? He was fouled. Well, there was a jump stop there, and they're going to say that even before the jump stop was made, there was a foul. He was flipping it up as he was trying to make the jump stop. So Brozic fouled, and he'll go line and shoot two. The foul on Trouch is his second. The free throw's good for Brozic, who now has 7 points in the game, 58-53, Minden by five. As the back of the iron, the shot is up and no good. Rebound taken out there by Max Anderson. And Anderson will get it to Carson Bloom. So Bloom in the offensive zone off of a little screen set by Trouch. And Trouch gets the ball from Bloom. Anderson kicks it in the corner for Bergstrom. Bergstrom looking for a cutter. Bad pass, and it's picked up by Hang. Hang's got numbers. He is shut off by Anderson. They kick it out for three. It's no good. Anderson pulls down the rebound here for Minden, and they'll get the basketball up ahead here for Bloom. Less than 2 minutes to go. Bloom with the basketball. Kicks it right side for Kissinger. Kissinger was open for three, but the situation doesn't call for a three. Situation calls for milking the clock a little bit. Anderson has it on that left side. Minute 40 to go here in the C1 consolation game. A 5-point Minden lead. They've got the ball. Kissinger with the dribble. Gives it between the circles for Bloom. Man-to-man pressure by the Knights. Pressure on the ball by Kelby Sile. He picks up his dribble. In a little bit of trouble, but gets it to Anderson. Anderson between the circles near midcourt, and we got a timeout for Minden. Got a whistle over there, but I think the timeout came first. We got the timeout first. Yep, the officials get together. There was a foul, but the timeout came first. Minute 16 to go, fourth quarter. Timeout Minden. They lead by 5 with a minute 15 to go. We're back after this.
Headley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
There's supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. So you need to replace your stock tank. Head to Stadler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank. Stadler Implement is proud to support our area athletes.
Odyssey Travel and Choquette Electric would like to take this time to wish the Minden Whippets basketball team best of luck in the game. We are very proud to have a great group of athletes like you representing Minden. Good luck from Connie at Odyssey Travel and Kevin of Choquette Electric in Minden. Harold Korb with Korb Walker Mowers in Minden would like to take the time to congratulate the Minden Whippets basketball team on a great season. We are very proud to have a great group of athletes like you to call our team. Good luck, Whippets, from Korb Walker Mowers.
The Breeze, 94.
And welcome back here to Lincoln Southwest High School, the Class C1 state consolation game. 58-53, minute 16 to go here. Minden with the lead and the basketball. They toss it in for Carson Bloom. Bloom has it in the backcourt, picks it up before he crosses the timeline, gives it to Troush, and they foul Troush. And Ethan Brozek made it obvious that he committed a foul on Troush. Kind of wrap his arm around. So Troush, who's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line, will step the line and will shoot a 1-and-1. That's now 17 fouls on Norfolk Catholic. So Norfolk Catholic, in terms of where the fouls are, pretty much right where they got men and where they want them. Free throw is up and good for Troush. Troush makes it a 6-point game. He can make this a 3-possession game if he can hit the free throw here. That would be huge. Free throw, rattles around, no good. Rebound by Benjamin Ewing. Ewing has it, gives it up ahead to Kelby Sile. Sile drives, jump stop, baseline, shot, good. That's a tough move there by Kelby Sile. And we got a timeout here for Norfolk Catholic. 59.5 to go, 4-point Minden lead. Whippets will inbound right after this.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. The First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. Go Whippets.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just 3 words.
3 words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back here. Each team has at least a couple of timeouts left, so that shouldn't be a major factor here in the final 59.5. Each team is in the bonus. 17 fouls have been whistled on Norfolk Catholic, 6 against Minden. So Norfolk Catholic obviously will try to go for the steal here, and if they can't get it, then they would commit the foul, one would assume. Running the baseline is Max Anderson. They inbound it. They get it into Kissinger, and Kissinger is fouled right away. Try to get the steal. They put on the double team, and when that didn't work, after about 1 second of that, they committed the foul on Derek Kissinger. They just don't want Minden to play keep away with the basketball. This will be Kissinger's first trip to the free throw line. He has hit 4 3-pointers in the game. He has 14 points. So obviously, he's a pretty good shooter. shooter, even though he's only a sophomore. The free throw is short. I jinxed him. And the rebound taken out of there by Ewing. So Ewing gets the ball up ahead here to Sile. Sile, bounce pass. Grozic has it. Grozic drives. Shot's no good. Rebound to Troush. And Troush gets the ball up ahead. And now the outlet pass to Kissinger. Kissinger all alone for the layup, but it's blocked. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Norfolk Catholic. My goodness, coming out of nowhere for the block was Jaron Hang. Check it, it was Brozic who had the block. Both of them had dark curly hair, and some Minden fans want to have the goaltending. It's close. He was up high enough, that's for sure. Minden will inbound it, and they got to call a timeout. They are having trouble getting it inbounds there, so they call a timeout. Heads-up decision there by Max Anderson. He didn't want to take the chance and turn the ball over, so Minden calls the timeout. 38.5 to go here in the game. Minden will inbound underneath their own basket right after this.
Hi, this is Kurt Johnson, service manager at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep. We have always been your complete service center for oil changes to major engine and transmission repair. But did you know we can handle all your tire and wheel alignment needs as well? We stock many major name brand tires so we can provide your vehicle with just the right tire to suit your needs. So next time your car is in need of maintenance, repair, alignment, or tires, come see us at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back here. Norfolk Catholic putting on some pressure here. Minden, nice little come-from-behind effort. They trail by 7 to start the fourth quarter. And now in the final stages of the fourth quarter, they lead at 59-55. 38.5 to go here. Minden will inbound underneath their own basket. And Max Anderson will just lob it in for Troush. Troush gets it, and he's fouled right away. I don't know if they gave it to 4 or 40. We'll see if it's who it's on. It's going to be on Ketter. Doesn't really matter. Neither one of them are really in serious foul trouble, but that would have been 4 on Ewing. Only works off about a second and a half. And a 1-and-1 here for Peter Troush, who is 2 for 4 from the free throw line. And he hits that one. 5-point game with 37.0 to go. So 37 seconds even left here. And Troush will try to make it a 6-point game and does. So he hits a couple of big free throws there. And we have 35 seconds left. Driving the lane, going to be Brozic. Brozic's shot is up and good. And they inbound it and commit the foul right away. They get it to Bloom. So now 28.2 to go. They need a quick bucket in Norfolk Catholic, either a quick bucket or a relatively quick three. And now that's 10 team fouls on Norfolk Catholic. So shooting two shots here will be Carson Bloom. So Carson Bloom, averaging about 10.5 points per ball game, tries to get a little bit closer to his average with a couple of free throws. The first one's good. He's got 5 in the game. And a 5-point Minden lead. Bloom's second free throw up and good. So 4 straight free throws as a team here for the Minden Whippets. And into the offensive zone is going to be Sile. Sile kicks it off on the right corner. Here's a tough three by Ketter. It is short. Troush with the rebound. And it's rolled up ahead to Bloom. And Bloom is fouled. Troush was falling down, but instead of walking with the basketball, just kind of fumbled the ball up ahead, and now Minden is in great shape with that heads-up play by Troush, because he was able to just kind of roll the ball up ahead to Carson Bloom. Bloom got the ball and was fouled, so he'll shoot 2. Already, it's a 2-possession game with 18.3 to go here. Bloom will shoot 2, and if he hits either one of them, it's going to be awfully tough for Norfolk Catholic. His first one is no good. Right now it's a 2-possession game. And if Bloom hits this one, it'll be a 3-possession game with not a lot of time. Free throw rolls around and is good. Eke that one over the top with the dribble. This Hang. Hang. Hit midcourt. Takes it off on the left side. He's got to shoot a 3. They need a 3. And they'll get it out. They get the 3 by Brozic. It rolls around. No good. Tip. Offensive rebound. Shot is up and good for Ewing. So Ewing hits the shot. It's a five-point game, but only 3.4 to go. Timeout for Norfolk Catholic. It's a full timeout. We'll be back in 30 seconds. There's only 3.4 to go here. It appears Minden's going to come away with third place. We'll wrap this one up when we come back after this.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Whether it's a stretch of pasture, a crop ready for harvest, or a garden patch behind someone's house in town, Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, equal housing lender. When you grow, we grow.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, Freeman comes away with the Class D1 state championship by a final of 52-38 over Overton. The inbounds goes to Minden. It's picked up by Cody Emel, and Emel is the one that will be heading to the free throw line with 1.3 to go. I didn't know if Norfolk Catholic would just concede the point because there was no way they were going to come back. And Minden is certainly going to concede the point because they're going to bring in wholesale substitutions after the first of two free throws by Cody Emel. And so the 6'4 senior will probably be the last one to score this season for the Minden Whippets. He hits the free throw. He's got three in the game. 65-59, 1.3 to go in the ball game. And now the Knights, they're going to dump their bench as well. Hugs all around here for Minden. They'll come away with the consolation trophy. And so they get everything straightened out there with the free throw line. So there's two Knights down there. The rebound, if Emel were to miss the free throw here, it's 65-59. 1.3 to go. Free throw by Minden, no good. Rebounded by Norfolk Catholic. And that will do it. Your final score, Minden 65 and Norfolk Catholic 59 here in the state C1 consolation game. Third place belongs to the Whippets. They win it by six. We're going to step away for a few moments. When we come back, the Sylvan Learning Postgame Show right after this.
Best of luck in the game from the Breakaway Bar and Grill in Minden, now serving breakfast Monday through Friday. Stop into the Breakaway from 5 to close for the best cheeseburgers around. Proud sponsors of the Minden Whippets.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by Aurora Co-op in Minden, proud to be a community, academic, and athletic supporter. Congratulations to the Minden athletes on a great year, and good luck with the games. Aurora Co-op has locations serving you where you go. Go Whippets!
Hogan's has it, so when you're finished cheering on your favorite team at the state basketball tournament, come in for our spring fling sale. You'll save 10 to 20% on baseball, softball, and track equipment and shoes through the end of March. Hogan's has it, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
Kroll Agency Insurance of Minden, Kennesaw, Hastings, and Exdell, where service is our number one priority. Best of luck to all the area athletes at state. We're very proud to support you on and off the court. The Kroll Agency, Minden, Kennesaw, Hastings, and Exdell.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents and door dings. Auto glass replacement. Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality baked finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden. Go Whippets!
The First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. The First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. Go Whippets!
This is the Sylvan Postgame Show on The Breeze 94.5, brought to you by Sylvan Learning Centers.
Help your child get headed in the right direction this school year. The Sylvan team will take the time to develop a personalized program that will achieve lifelong success for your child. Whether it's building core academic skills and filling in the gaps, improving study habits, getting them prepared for college, or providing focused help in one subject, Sylvan can help. To learn more, call Sylvan today at 1-800-EDUCATE or visit us on the web at www.educate.com.
Now, let's go back for a recap of tonight's.
Well, welcome back here to Lincoln Southwest High School as the medals being presented right now to all the members of the Norfolk Catholic basketball team. They get their fourth place medals, and here in just a few moments, they'll hand out the bronze medals to the Minden Whippets, who pick up a 65-59 win over Norfolk Catholic. They trailed by 7 to start the fourth quarter. That fourth quarter belonged to Minden as they were able to outscore Norfolk Catholic 24-11 in the quarter and win this one going away 65-59. And a nice job here by the Minden faithful, giving a nice round of applause to the Knights of Norfolk Catholic. Let's take a look at the nice cheer there for the coaching staff of Minden, who will be handing out the third-place trophies. Let's take a look at the scoring here. We'll begin, first of all, for Norfolk Catholic, led today by Jaron Hang. Hang finished with 25 points on the night, almost half of Norfolk Catholic's total. He finishes with 25. Check it, 27 points in the game for Hang. 4 points for Austin Ketter, 4 points for Ben Rouse, 5 points for Kelby Sile, 2 for Taylor Haybrock, 6 points for Benjamin Ewing, and 2 for Michael Steffensmeyer. Again, Norfolk Catholic led at halftime 35-29. They led by 6, and then they led by 7 after 3 quarters of play. But then that fourth quarter belonged to the Whippets, who win it 65-59 as they hand out the third-place trophies here. Nice hand there for Andrew Schwenken, who makes it out there. Gets a nice hug from the coaching staff. Schwenk has scored in the game earlier today. They called a timeout to bring him into the game, allowed him to have a layup, and then they gave Norfolk Catholic a reciprocal layup as well to allow Schwenk the opportunity to score. We'll take a break. We'll take a look at the numbers for the Whippets. We come back after this.
Whether it's a stretch of pasture, a crop ready for harvest, or a garden patch behind someone's house in town, Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, equal housing lender. When you grow, we grow.
Harold Korb with Korb Walker Mowers in Minden would like to take the time to congratulate the Minden Whippets basketball team on a great season. We are very proud to have a great group of athletes like you to call our team. Good luck, Whippets, from Korb Walker Mowers. Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
There's supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. So you need to replace your stock tank. Head to Stadler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank. Stadler Implement is proud to support our area athletes.
Odyssey Travel and Showcat Electric would like to take this time to wish the Minden Whippets basketball team best of luck in the game. We are very proud to have a great group of athletes like you representing Minden. Good luck from Connie at Odyssey Travel and Kevin of Showcat Electric in Minden.
5 Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is 5 Points Bank. Taking care of customers one person at a time. 5 Points Bank, the better bank.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back here to Lincoln Southwest High School. They've handed out the trophies as Minden comes away with third place. They win it 65-59 over Norfolk Catholic. Very balanced effort tonight here for the Whippets, as it's been much of the year. They had 3 players in double figures. Peter Trausch had 14 points in the game, including a couple of big free throws down the stretch. And, in fact, had half of his points in that fourth quarter, a big part of that fourth quarter domination for the Whippets, as he has 7 of his 14 in the fourth quarter. And the Whippets win at 65-59. So 14 for Trausch, 14 for Derek Christensen, and Ryan Bergstrom with 11 points in the game. Those are the 3 Whippets in double figures tonight. Max Anderson finished with 8, 7 for Carson Bloom, 3 points for Cody Emel, 4 points for Dakota Christensen, 2 points for Christian Swenka and Andrew Swenka. Also, 2 points in the game. In the first quarter, they gave Swenka the opportunity to score, and they had a kind of a reciprocal deal between the coaching staff at Norfolk Catholic and Minden, where then they gave up a bucket on the other end for Norfolk Catholic to keep things even there as well. So nice to see Andrew Schwenka back in the book as he scored 2 points here for Minden, who wraps up their season at 20-5 on the year. And a nice team picture, the parents getting together, and a little googly eyes pose there for the Whippets, who are all smiles after finishing third here in the Class C1 state championship tournament. They win it 65-59 today over Norfolk Catholic, and Norfolk Catholic end up with a record of 23-4 on the season. So the Whippets win it 65-59. We have one championship game in the book. It was Freeman with the win today over Overton, a final in that one of 52-38, as Freeman comes away with the Class D1 state championship. Congratulations to them, and a runner-up trophy for the Overton Eagles. So once again, our final here, it was Minden 65, Norfolk Catholic 59 in the consolation game. We'll have the consolation game in Class C2 right around 2 o'clock. And remember that all the championship games are on our network of stations. They'll be on ESPN 1550 in Hastings, as well as 1460 in Kearney. I'm Randy Bushcutter. For Stephanie, our engineer, thanks for joining us. We'll send it back to the studios. Good night, everybody.
Your local sports favorites are here on the Breeze 94.5. Go 1-2-2, your choice is clear.
The game you're looking for is here.
With your local sports connection, full news, scores, and play-by-play.
Your action.